Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late fall. The sun enters Sagittarius on November 22nd, having traveled three-fourths of its way from autumn equinox to winter solstice. 2 hours before midnight, the sky carries the forms of early winter. The Pleiades, Taurus, and Orion are rising. The Milky Way cuts across the sky from east to west. Andromeda lies directly overhead and the summer triangle is setting. The final rites of fall include a chronology of the last leaves and fruits. Major losses occur on beeches and pears as autumn ends. Sometimes oaks are the holdouts, sometimes forsythia or a hardy honeysuckle. Sometimes sweet gums and poplars keep a few leaves this late in the year. Sometimes protected oak leaf hydrangeas and osage and mock orange or lilacs outlast all the other trees and shrubs. Bittersweet continues to fall to the undergrowth. Yellow witch hazel flowers are shriveling. Privets are bare and their blue berries revealed. Winterberry fruits are losing their white outer shells and the orange cores are unveiled by the cold. New England aster and stonecrop foliage turned yellow in early November, and now the plants are shedding. Late garden lettuce and the autumn growth of rhubarb have withered. Hosta leaves have collapsed into the remnants of maples and ginkgos and white mulberries. The gooseneck loosestrife turns chocolate brown. Most all the seeds are gone from the milkweed pods, and just a few wisps of down cling to their shells. Fragile pokeweed stems have exploded in the frost. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of late fall. In the meantime, make your last rites, your last farewell for autumn.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.